sure we would not have done justice if we have skipped that portion. Because there, what we have before us, and I would not really even recap what we have said earlier, trust that the Lord would just impress upon our heart the availability and the ability of the man of grace to meet the need in the circumstances that meet us, even if it is at home. And also to realize that we have a responsibility toward the grace that is available to us through the blessed Lord. Here we have faith in operation. In the very severe circumstances of a calamity that happened in that great woman's life, those are the things that easy to talk about until you experience them. And that's where faith is tested. It was one thing to have a son. It's another thing to lose it at that age. And now, what do you do? What do you do when the disappointment of life comes in? And when everything that you hoped and dreamed for, just go. There are two ways to respond. But I would like us today to talk about how this great woman of faith responded. She realized that the answer resided with the man of God. And she realized that no one was able to do something but the man of God, who is seated at the right hand of God. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus. And she ran to him. She sent to her husband. She got a way of transportation. She told the young man, just go. Don't you stop. There is no time to waste. You are not going to stop on the way and complain to everybody that you see about your bad luck and what had happened to you. She had a very straight, narrow way of looking at things. A single eye. Let me just run to the man of God and pour my heart before him. Didn't stop on the way to complain to everybody. Good thing there was no speed limit on those ways. Because that young man would got few tickets. Because he was just speeding up, going to the man of God. And then we go. She knows where the man of God resides. She knew exactly where he is at. He's at Mount Carmel. It is there where the living God have been declared by sending fire from heaven that have consumed the sacrifice. It is there where the people have fallen on their faces and confess Jehovah is God. The Lord, he is God. And because at Mount Carmel, the work was already done, life was going to be proceed from there. It's interesting. I did some research on it. From where she lived to Mount Carmel, round trip, it is 3 days. It is 3 days. A day and a half to go, and a day and a half to come back. About between 20 and 30 miles. 3 days, death was dominating the scene. But on the third day, that young man was risen, was giving, life was being restored to him. So we would like to look at the anguish of her soul, the response of the man of God, and what he have done. And I trust time allowed that we would link it up with the second reading, because it's in a different setting. It is not a household circumstances now. It's not your own life, because you might say to yourself, well, I don't have a home yet. But let's take that as your own life. And then we go on in the later on of the reading to a wider circle, where again there is a death and how grace would need that and remedy the situation.
again, I think we need to admire her behavior through all of this circumstances, because while the reality was there was bitterness in her and sorrow in her soul, her composure was always there, and she would respond with it as well. But the wonderful thing is, the Lord knows the reality. He knows when there's sadness in my soul. He knows when there's trouble in my heart. That just because there's trouble and anguish in me does not mean that my behavior needs to be changed or be altered. It is well. And I'm reminded that the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the behavior she was showing. While there's sorrow in her heart, her behavior, her never changes.
I think that's very good, because that connects us back to what you just said, Emil, in regard to Mount Carmel. Because that's the place you're pointing out where the forces of evil have been brought down. So this woman is in the blessed good of that place where the enemy is absolutely defeated. So she goes up with the confidence that it is well.
Desire was to get to the man who was in communication with God.